The commission, created to investigate the September 11th attacks, held its first public meeting today in New York City. The National Commission on Terrorist Attacks Upon the United States, as it's formally known, began by hearing from survivors and relatives of those who were killed, among them Stephen Push, whose wife was on the plane that crashed into the Pentagon.
I'm not suggesting that you find scapegoats, someone to hang out to dry. But there were people in responsible positions who failed us on 9/11.
Reporter Beth Fertig of member station WNYC covered the first day of the hearing, and she joins us now. Beth, that comment from Stephen Push indicating that some level of finger-pointing is appropriate seems to support the whole point of this commission, which is to find out if anything could have prevented September 11th.
Well, the commission is officially supposed to investigate the facts and circumstances relating to the terrorist attacks, and that includes intelligence agencies, law enforcement, diplomacy, immigration, border control, the flow of assets to terrorist organizations, and even the aviation industry. It's a pretty broad agenda, and they have two offices in New York and Washington to do this work.
We mentioned that survivors and relatives spoke at today's hearings. Who else did the commission hear from today?
Well, that's really where they began. They've been holding private meetings for a couple of months, and they said that at this first public hearing, they wanted to hear from those who had the most at stake. So that's why they invited the survivors. They heard from two men who were very seriously burned at the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. And then they heard from the relatives, like Stephen Push. There was a woman who played her son's last message on her answering machine as he watched the North Tower burning from his office in the South Tower. She wanted to know why his office wasn't evacuated as soon as the first building was hit. Then there was the father of a New York City firefighter who died, who talked about how meaningful it was to finally get his son's body. And Stephen Push, as we heard, he said the panel needs to ask some hard questions about America's relationship with Saudi Arabia and the organization of its intelligence agencies. And I should say, Melissa, all of these witnesses thought the panel's mission is extremely urgent. They don't want its findings to wind up on a dusty shelf somewhere.
The families of the victims have been expressing doubts about this commission since the first members were named. Do they seem any more hopeful now that these hearings are underway?
Well, they've thought that the commissioners were very sincere. A few said that they could feel that. And they did start off being very cynical. It took a long time to get this commission off the ground. Congress has its own Joint Intelligence Committee, but the Bush administration resisted calls for an independent commission. And when the president did give in, his first choice to head the panel had to step down. You'll remember former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger came under fire because of his consulting work with foreign governments and corporations, and the panel's now headed by former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane. But there have been concerns about the other members. A few of them work for law firms that represent the airline industry, and I think they've promised to recuse themselves from any conflicts of interest. But the other big worry was funding. The commission was only given $3 million at first, but President Bush found another $9 million last week, so that seems to have eased a lot of the concerns.
When the commission finishes this investigation, what will be done with the findings? Where do they go?
Well, the commission was appointed by Congress. There's five Democrats and five Republicans, including Chairman Kane. They all gave assurances they'll be completely impartial and take their work very seriously, and they have until May of 2004 to complete their report. And after that, it's up to Congress and the administration to consider the recommendations.
Well, this was day one of the hearings. They continue tomorrow. What's on the agenda tomorrow?
Tomorrow, they're going to hear from experts on law enforcement, border control, and transportation security. They ended today's session by calling a few experts on counterterrorism who described the fight against al-Qaeda as a long-term, ceaseless struggle. The commission's going to have a few more public meetings down the road, but most of their work's really going to be done in private. They have the power to subpoena. One commissioner said hearing from the survivors and family members today gave her extra motivation. And in fact, a few commissioners were really impressed with the amount of research these family members have conducted over the past year and a half. One commissioner asked, "How did you learn how to do this?" And someone said, "Well, there were hours and hours spent on the internet," to which another family member responded, "We're turning it over to you now. We're tired."
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
Reporter Beth Fertig of member station WNYC in New York.